I'm going to turn on to the next slide, which is introducing the presenters. I would like you all to welcome Mario Oliveros from Bookshare. Mario, you want to say an introductory word or something?
Yeah, thanks very much, Julian, and welcome to everyone attending. We're very excited that you're all here today to learn about Bookshare and getting the most out of your membership and the Victor Reader Stream. I'm the Partner Program Manager at Bookshare. I work with our assistive technology partners and also do outreach and education, so I'm happy to be here with all of you today.
All right, great. Thank you, Mario. And for those of you who don't know me, I'm Julian. I've been with Humanware for a few, almost 3 years here as Market Development Manager, and my role is really to create awareness about some of our products, namely the Victor Reader Stream, which we have sold about 40,000 of them worldwide up until today and still counting. So we're really, really happy that you've joined us to learn how to use your Victor Reader Stream with efficiency and enjoy those Bookshare books. The next slide is going to just cover a few housekeeping points, and I'm going to just let you know that the audio is currently provided through your computer speakers or headset, depending on the choice that you've made. You can also, of course, listen to it via telephone. And if you have done so, you should be hearing me right now. The accessibleevent.com is also a way for you to follow through the PowerPoint presentation. Accessible Event will allow your screen reader, if you're using one, to read what's showing on each slide when I turn them here on my end. The event code, for those of you who are maybe looking for it, is 176-353-152. So again, you'd go to www.accessibleevent.com, and then you would select the event number 176-353-152, and it will temporarily install a software on your computer and allow you to listen to what the PowerPoint slides are saying. Eventually, you'll be able to submit your questions via a chat box, and so that will be an opportunity to ask questions verbally or by typing them after the demonstration, and at that point, I'll instruct you how to do that, but you will need to have the accessible event running on your computer in order to do that. We, of course, are very interested with your feedback on this presentation, and we will send a post-webinar survey to all of you that have been participating today. The recording of this session will be available at humanware.com under the product presentations section, and it will also be available on bookshare.org under the training and YouTube section. Next slide is showing today's agenda. We want to be very direct and you know, demonstrating right here at the beginning of this presentation how to download books from bookshare.org and then direct them to the Victor Reader Stream, either using the Humanware companion software or without using the companion software, which would be like a direct transfer from Bookshare to your Victor Reader Stream SD card. And we'll explain why would one want to do that without the companion software. Then, of course, Mario will tell us how to sign up for Bookshare and, you know, what's available through Bookshare. Then we're going to both talk about a few upcoming news and events and then open the lines for questions and answers. The next slide that I'm showing now is introducing the Humanware companion software. When one purchases a Victor Reader Stream, it comes with all kinds of accessory, and these are, you know, a rechargeable battery and earbuds and an SD card and a CD-ROM. And on the CD-ROM, you will put that into your computer, and you'll find the user guide, the owner's manual, and some frequently asked questions documents in Word format. There's also a small software application that you can install on your computer. That is the HumanWare Companion software. And really the purpose of HumanWare Companion software is to facilitate the process of finding those DAISY books that you've downloaded from Bookshare or from any other DAISY book provider onto your computer, and then, you know, transfer them to the appropriate location on your VictorStream SD card. Some of you who are advanced computer users might have figured out already that you can just do that with using the Windows Explorer and then go onto, the various folders on the SD cards and select the appropriate one and then, copy and paste the book into the appropriate folder for digital talking books. However, for many, many people, that is not very an easy process. And so the companion software will ease that. The companion software also is very useful because prior for you to transfer a book from the computer to the SD card, the companion software status line will tell you if there is enough storage available on the card before the download or before the transfer, so that you do not get interrupted and have to transfer saying the card is full. You can also use companion to create SD card labels, and that comes very handy when one is using many or maybe, let's say, several SD cards, because we realize people do travel with lots of books and school books and novels and whatnot, and they sometimes carry them on different SD cards. So now if you create an SD card label with companion software, the minute you insert an SD card into your Victor Reader stream, the stream will read that label. So you know if this is the appropriate SD card or if you need to pull it off and maybe use another one. And then just before I start the demonstration, just want to mention something about companion software that is also used to transfer the voice recorded notes that you can create with your Victor Reader Stream to your PC. So you can literally take those meetings and classes that you've recorded, send them to your computer, and then store them, rename them, and manage them in a fashionable way. There is, of course, a place where you can easily get the companion software if you have maybe lost your CD-ROM or you can't find it. It is through the HumanWare website. The easiest way to find that would be to go to www.humanware.com/stream and hit enter. And then you would arrive to the stream webpage. And to the right, there's a column in which there is some resources, and one is called the place where you can download the software to run your Victor Reader Stream optimally. And you hit that link, and then you will be offered to download the Victor Reader Stream, the companion software. So all that is said, now let's show how it works in real life. I'm going to bring up this Internet Explorer, and I will go to the Bookshare website. And once I'm there, I will actually enter my login and password. So I literally type bookshare.org and hit enter. And here comes the Bookshare main page with where I'm prompted to enter my email address and password, really. So I'm going to do that very quickly. And hit login. And now I am logged into the Bookshare main page, and for the purpose of this demonstration, I will simply go to the search toolbar here There's a search bar where I can type in a title of a book I would like to find and download. So let's say I'm going to type in A Tale of Two Cities and hit the search button with hope that this book is available. I would think it is. Okay, search results are showing up here. And A Tale of Two Cities by Charles Dickens is right there. And it's available for download in various formats. And so if I go there, if I am offered the choice of downloading in DAISY, in BRF or Braille file, in HTML format is also available, and also text. Now, of course, I would like to take the advantage of the DAISY navigation. So I will download the book in DAISY format. So I will hit that download in DAISY. And my Internet Explorer is opening this little file download box. And it says, do you want to open or save this file? So I will hit the button Save. And now the Save As box is showing up here. And it's asking me literally where I want to save that book. So I will go first to my desktop. And on my desktop, I have created a folder called Bookshare, where I do put all my Bookshare downloads. And I will hit Save. So, and I'm done. The book is now downloaded. It's very quick. So now I have this DAISY book on my desktop, and it's a zip file. And the next step is I want to actually send that to my Victor Reader stream. So the easiest way to do that would be to use companion software. So I'm going to show you how to do that. Well, first thing, you need to make sure that your stream SD card is either into your computer SD card reader, or if you do not have one, you can use the long USB cable that comes in the box with the stream. So make sure that the SD card is stored and it's into the stream, and then you connect your stream to your computer using one end of the USB cable, connecting it on the top of your stream on the left side. There's a mini USB connector, so you put one end right there, and the other USB connector would go into your computer. Once this is done, you hit the button for powering on the Victor Reader stream. It's located on the left side at the top. And it says, welcome to Victor Reader, player connected. So my computer will actually behave just like as if I would have connected a USB thumb drive to my computer. It will bring up a window which is asking me, what do you want Windows to do with this? So there's play, there's transfer, there is open folder, or take no action. So I will select the take no action and hit OK. Because really what I want to do next is launch the companion software that will take care of everything else. So previous to that demonstration, I have installed companion software, and that probably took about 4 minutes to do. And there's a HumanWare companion icon on my desktop, so I will double click on that to launch the application. And I will maximize that window. Okay, so I do now have the HumanWare Stream Companion open on my computer, and it literally sees my Victor Reader stream. The main menu bar, the toolbar at the top, has a file, a button, a transfer button, convert, tools, and help. So what I want to do first to make sure that HumanWare Companion is in sync with my computer and sees all the books that I have downloaded lately is I will go to the file and select refresh. So menu, file, and then refresh. And it's going to show the book A Tale of Two Cities in the upper part of the companion software window. So it looks for the Daisy books on my computer, literally. And the bottom part of this window is showing the Daisy books that are already on my Stream SD card. In between those two upper and lower part of the companion screen, there is a long address bar that's called PC Talking Books Location. And there's a Browse PC button to the right of the screen. And if you click Browse PC, you get to select a folder where your companion software will look for Daisy books. So what I want to make sure is click on Browse PC and go to Desktop into that little box. And under Desktop, I will select Bookshare. Because again, as I mentioned earlier, I had created on my desktop, I had created a Bookshare folder where I direct all my downloads from Bookshare. So I make sure that, you know, my companion software is looking for Daisy books into that specific folder, Bookshare, on my desktop. And once that's highlighted, I click OK. And well, guess what? A Tale of Two Cities is showing at the upper part of the companion window screen. So if I want to transfer that book to my stream, all I have to do is highlight that title and check the little checkbox just next to the title, A Tale of Two Cities. And then at the bottom of that companion screen, there is a large button called Transfer or Remove Selected Talking Books. If I hit this button, the book will be taken from my Bookshare folder and sent on my VictorReader stream at the appropriate location for my stream to play the book. So click on that button, and there's a stream companion little processing window that just popped up, and it transferred the book, and then there was another successfully completed window that just popped up once the book was done transferring. At this present time, if I do File from the main menu and into the companion software, I hit File and Refresh, and I can now see that the bottom part of the companion screen is now showing A Tale of Two Cities. It means that this Daisy book is now on my VictorReader Stream SD card. At this point, I am ready to disconnect my stream from my computer and then maybe listen to the book, right? So what I would do is go to the companion software file menu and click Exit. And when I do that, the companion software pops up a little window. It says, the application will exit with a prompt to safely remove hardware. Use this dialog to stop the device before unplugging it from the PC. And then there's a OK button, so I click on OK. And what I want to make sure to do is to use this safely remove hardware feature from my Windows computer here and make sure that I follow the steps to safely unplug or safely remove the stream from my computer before I shut it down. So I will click Stop button from the Safely Remove Hardware window, and it will pop up a window saying Stop a Hardware Device. I will highlight the Humanware via Stream device and click OK. And once I've done that, there's a little pop-up window here that says now Save to Remove Hardware. Only at this time should I turn my stream off using the power button, and then I can unplug the long USB cable and go back into my stream by turning it on.
Welcome to VictorReader. Pause a while. Presenting your ID.
Okay, and now I'm going to go into my Talking Books bookshelf.
Book. Music. Two. Books. One. Text files, 3, notes, 5, talking books, 3, books, 1.
A Tale of Two Cities.
So A Tale of Two Cities is right here, and if I hit play button.
Please wait.
This Bookshare digital material which govern your lawful use of it. Bookshare believes in good faith that this digital material.
So the book is there, and it's playing. So that completes the first part of this demonstration. I will now just take 1 minute to erase that book from my Victor Reader stream, and then I will re-download it again, but now this time without using the companion software. Now, you may wonder, why would one want not to use the companion software to transfer books, since it's probably the easiest way to do that? There's several reasons for that. One of the reasons could be is that the Mac computers cannot use the companion software yet. Unfortunately, our companion software, it's been designed to be used with PC computers only. So that's one reason. There's also other situations where maybe a teacher or someone working in an environment where computer IT security is not allowing any downloads, so you wouldn't be able to download the software from the Humanware website. There's even situations where you have the software available on a CD-ROM that we provided with this stream, but your security rights will not allow you to install anything on that computer you're using. So in these kinds of situations, you would need to know how to maybe download the book. Let's say that Bookshare would be one of the websites you can download from. Or you need to know how to transfer or get this book directly to the Victor Reader stream. You have to remember, of course, using the USB cable or insert, using the USB cable to connect your stream to your computer, or, of course, insert the SD card into an SD card reader. And one thing that you will remember that is very, very important is that all the DAISY books that you download must go into one specific folder on your SD card. When you insert an SD card, should it be brand new, you insert it for the first time in your stream and turn on the stream will create a set of folders on your SD card. That's automated. And each folder is designed to manage a specific type of media. So there's one folder for the DAISY books. There's one folder for the music files. There's one for the text files. And there's one for the podcasts, and so on and so forth. So you need to make sure that all your DAISY books are stored into one particular folder that is called $VRDTB. You will notice if you take a look with using the Windows Explorer that all the folder names begin with $VR and then something. So $VRDTB stands for Digital Talking Books. All right, so what I'm going to do now is go back to the Bookshare.org website and download that same book one more time, but this time when it's asking me where I want to save it, I will point the Victor Reader stream $VRDTB folder and send the book directly into the appropriate folder. So just please bear with me one little moment. Let's go back to Bookshare now. So suppose I logged in, entered my email address and my password. I typed A Tale of Two Cities into the search bar and hit the search button. And this A Tale of Two Cities by Charles Dickens just is the first title available in the search results. Again, the book is offered to be downloaded in different formats. So one more time, I'm going to click on the button to download in DAISY. And so it says file download, open or save. I'm going to click the save button. And it's asking me where I want to save it through the save as window that just popped up. So I'm going to go to click on my desktop and then, or actually click on my computer to see everything that's available in my computer. Like there's the C drive and the D drive and so on and so forth. So I'm going to click on removable disk D for D drive, which corresponds to my Victor Reader Stream. And from there, I can actually go to highlight the $VRDTB folder, double click on it actually. And I currently see that there are two other books already in there. And the file name at the bottom of the Save As window is A Tale of Two Cities. And so I'm going to click on the Save button. And so the book is going to be downloaded directly there. If I want, the next step I want to do is go back to the D drive, which is my Victor Reader Stream, and then double click on $VRDTB folder. And I now see that there is my two books that were already there, plus a third file, a new one. It's a zipped file. It's a compressed file. And so I need to unzip that file in order to the book to be readable. So I'm going to actually right-click or, you know, just open that contextual menu being on the A Tale of Two Cities zipped file and select Extract All. And the Extraction Wizard window just pops up automatically on my Windows computer, and it's welcoming me, and it's asking me to click Next to continue, and so I will click Next, and it says the files will be extracted to this directory, and it's kind of pointing automatically the directory I'm in already, which is the $VRDTB, so I just click Next one more time, and now the files are being extracted and put into a new folder that's called A Tale of Two Cities. And this is the last step I had to do. So I just click Finish on the Extraction Wizard window just to close that application. And now I have a new folder that's called A Tale of Two Cities, and it's not a zip file, it's the book, it's the DAISY book. So I can now go back to the zipped A Tale of Two Cities file and delete it, and hit yes to confirm. And I do now have my three books, my three DAISY books, onto my stream SD card and into the $VRDTB folder. So I could again go through the safely remove device, and then I can turn off my stream, unplug it from my computer, and turn it on again to listen to the book. Okay, so this kind of completes the demonstration on how to download a book directly to the Stream SD card. You have probably noticed that I did not use the Mac computer environment jargon because I'm not familiar with it. I hope that the Mac users out there would be able to translate that into the terminology for their Mac computers. At this point, I would like to turn the microphone to Mario from Bookshare, who can now introduce us for those who are new to Bookshare, or maybe update us with what is Bookshare actually and what's available from Bookshare. Mario?
Great. Well, thanks very much, Julian, for that excellent presentation. You kept your word by keeping it to 30 minutes, so very great. And I think that was a great demonstration for our current Bookshare users who come to us at conferences or to our tech support team trying to figure out those things. So it was a great demonstration, and I know it will help our current members. For the attendees who are not familiar with Bookshare, I'll just go over two slides on background about what Bookshare is. And as you saw in the demonstration that Julian provided, Bookshare is an online entity. We're a library of digital books for people with print disabilities, and we're very large. We have over 69,000 titles, and that includes popular books, special collections, bestsellers, newspapers, magazines, as well as schools, books for schools, such as literature, novels, textbooks, and other materials. Of those books, we have 11,000 where we have more than 11,000 where we have international rights, so those books can be read anywhere around the world. Now, in order to qualify for Bookshare, you need to have a print disability, and those will fall into three areas. If you have a visual impairment, such as blindness or low vision, you'll qualify. If you have a physical disability, something like cerebral palsy or any other physical disability that affects your ability to hold a book, turn the pages, move your head, you'll qualify for Bookshare. And if you have a severe learning disability that affects your reading, such as dyslexia, you can also qualify for Bookshare. Now, in terms of the Bookshare memberships, there are two kinds of memberships. There are individual memberships and organizational memberships. So an individual can sign up. And if they are a student in the United States of any age, the Bookshare membership is free. Also, organizations like schools can also sign up for what are essentially group accounts, where a teacher is the administrator and they download books for the students. Those memberships are also free. Now, if you qualify for Bookshare but you're not a student, you can also be a Bookshare member, and there is a fee of $50 annually and a one-time setup fee of $25. Julian, can you jump to the next slide, please?
Yep, of course.
Now, in terms of signing up, it's a very easy, straightforward process. You go to the Bookshare website, which you saw earlier. There is a sign-up link on the site that you'll be able to find. Once you've clicked on that, you need to select whether you are signing up for either an individual or organizational membership. Please note that if you are signing up for an individual membership, we have two selections. One is if you're under 18, and the other is if you're over 18. If you're over 18, you can sign all the documents yourselves and fill the information online. For people under 18, the forms need to be downloaded and signed by a parent. And so the form, there are two very important forms that you will need to provide to Bookshare. The first is a membership agreement form. It's a standard form that you'll need to read, sign, and fax or mail back to Bookshare. And so please do that. And when you do, let us know, you know, how you found out about the Bookshare opportunity by using the promo code HUMANWARE, and that you can put that information on the form itself. And the other very, very important form is the proof of disability form. And you download this, it's two pages, and this is where you let us know that the type of disability that you have, and it needs to be signed by a certifying professional, someone who's trained in the field of disabilities and has evaluated the person who is applying for the Bookshare membership. And if you have questions at any time, do contact us. Go to the Bookshare website, contact us page, and there's a drop down there for membership questions, and you know, feel free to ask us, and we'll get back to you within 24 hours. Next slide, Julian. And we just have two more slides, I think. And so we just want to give you some upcoming news and events on the Bookshare side. One thing that we want to announce is a really fun summer contest that we're holding this summer. This is a contest for students in grades kindergarten through 12th grade. And what it is a road trip. We have a list of books about the great state, great 50 states in the United States. And students who download those books, read the most books, and send us short feedback on those books, we'll have a chance to win some really awesome prizes, including some Victor Reader Streams. So we encourage you to learn more about the contest, and what we've done is to provide the link here, and we will also be promoting the contest through our newsletters on Facebook and on Twitter. And so you'll definitely hear about it, and we encourage you to let other people know, particularly students in grades K through 12, about this contest this summer.
Great. Thank you, Mario. And also, what's going to be new with regards to the Victor Reader Stream? It's kind of exciting. It is really exciting, but I can't tell you much details because, well, it's a big secret for the moment. What I can maybe invite you to do is to register to the Stream Newswire. We have this newswire, and it's managed by our product manager, who's responsible for the Victor Reader Stream. If you go to humanware.com/stream, again, you get to the Stream webpage, and from there, there's a link where it's called, you know, subscribe to Stream Newswire. And only when there's something pertinent to mention about this stream, like a new release or something new available to the existing or the new stream owners, will you receive an email. So don't worry about spamming. You will not receive any spamming, and of course your information will remain confidential. But there's two very exciting announcements with regards to the stream that are coming up, so I would like to encourage you to stay tuned through the Stream Newswire. Of course,
great.
There's
and,
also... go ahead, Mario.
Okay, I think we're going to comment on the same thing. And so, as we mentioned, this is one installment of the Assistive Technology Training Series. I know we have some more coming up with HumanWare. So please do keep an eye out for further announcements about other ways and other assistive technologies to learn about.
Okay, great. Now, that being said, we think that there could be some people interested in asking questions about what was demonstrated today or what was explained by Mario regarding the Bookshare service. If you have logged on to the Accessible event, that's great because actually if you go to that screen of Accessible event and go to the top of the screen by hitting Control Home, you can then click tabs a few times, I think, and there is this Ask Question button that you can activate by pressing on the space bar. And when you do that, the Accessible event tool will offer you to either type down this question or record it with the microphone if you, as an example, are using a headset with a microphone. So that would be one easy way for you to send your questions to me, and then I can voice them out to the rest of the attendees, and then we can, of course, provide an answer. So I'm going to just give you a few seconds to do that, or maybe if you haven't found out to get to Accessible event, go back to your Outlook emails and look maybe for that email I sent about 2 hours ago. It's called Get Ready for the Webinar, and in there's a link where you can download and install the Accessible event tool set on your computer for this session. There is Daryl who suggests that we do similar trainings for downloading NLS books and RFPD books. Daryl, thanks very much for that suggestion. I think it's very, very pertinent that we do so. There is more and more demand for webinars as we start doing those. And what we're going to come up eventually in the near future is a calendar on our website where you can actually stay tuned with all the webinars we're involved into, and so you can plan ahead and schedule them into your agenda. So yes, there will be other webinars for downloading DAISY books from other sources like NLS and RFPND. Thanks for bringing that to my attention. You also mentioned, please tell us how to change the language in the stream to Spanish or French. In order to do that, you would have to go to the Victor Reader Stream webpage. So again, www.humanware.com/stream. From that page, you would hit the support button. And from the support page, you would actually go into the Victor Reader Stream section. Once you're into the support Victor Reader Stream section, you can download software versions for the Victor Reader Stream, and different versions offer different languages. So as an example, there's one version that will give you both English and Spanish. Your stream will actually have audio prompts in English, but you will have two text-to-speech engine, one in English by default and an alternate one in Spanish. And you can toggle between the two using the, I think it's the pound button on your stream, but that we can validate. So the idea is if you want to have a English and Spanish text-to-speech Victor Reader stream, you must download and install that software version on your Victor Reader stream. And there is instructions on how to do that. Or, of course, call technical support if you want to be guided through the process of doing that. It's not a lengthy process. It's not that complicated. And we will be happy to support you with doing that. Same with English and French. If you want to have a Victor Reader stream that main language would be English, but you would have two text-to-speech engine, then you can do that with having the default one in English and the alternate text-to-speech in French. There is another question here asked by Judy, who says, will you be making things available for Mac users in the near future? Yes. Well, actually, the Victor Reader Stream is Mac compatible. It's just that the companion software is not Mac compatible yet. But this is something I will bring to the product manager, Judy, and so maybe we will eventually have a companion software available for Mac users as well. There's another attendee asking a question through the accessible event, so let me just open up that question. Oh, and okay, Barbara is asking, I usually download my Bookshare books to my computer and then copy and paste into my Victor Reader stream. But it keeps asking me for my password before downloading. Any way around this? Mario, I think I'm going to ask you to attempt an answer on that one.
Yeah, not a problem, Julian, and a very good question, Barbara. The answer to that question is actually no, and to put some context around that, when we did the demonstration earlier, that was for A Tale of Two Cities, which is a public domain book. It's freely available, and there aren't any copyright arrangements around it, so you don't need to provide a password. But when you are downloading copyright materials, such as very new books that have copyright, you will be prompted when you download the book and unzip it and try to open or read it to provide your Bookshare password. And if you have any questions or if you've lost your password, you can definitely give Bookshare or contact Bookshare. Our technical support group will be able to answer those questions. If you go to the Bookshare website and the Contact Us page, there is a drop-down selection for technical support, and they will definitely get back to you within 24 hours.
Okay, thank you, Mario. Next question comes here from Gary. Says Gary saying, are all the 69,000 titles available in DAISY format?
Yes, they are. Bookshare has two primary formats that they're all available in, DAISY and BRF, which stands for Braille Ready format that you would use on a note taker, or if you want to print out embossed Braille, you can do that with BRF. With certain books, as you saw in the demonstration, we also have text and HTML, but those are only available for the public domain books, again, those freely available books like Tale of Two Cities. So, yes, they are all in DAISY.
Super. Sandra, I see Sandra Warner. I think you've raised your hand. Just bear with us. There's one more question I want to read before we get back to you. Daryl earlier asked, is this Castilian Spanish or Latin American Spanish? Will this affect how NLS books in Spanish are read by the stream? Not really. There's two different types of DAISY books. The ones that are, you know, DAISY, just to take a step back, DAISY relates to or refers to a standard, an international standard determined and designed by the DAISY Consortium. And the purpose of DAISY is to have a unified way of indexing those books so that they're easily navigable with a DAISY playback device such as the Stream. So all kinds of books can be indexed with the DAISY system. And so in this world of the DAISY books, you have the text books that are structured with the DAISY system, such as the books available at Bookshare. Okay, so when you download a Bookshare book, you have a DAISY book that is in text format. So it means that you need your Stream to use its built-in text-to-speech engine to read the book, meaning to transform the digital characters into audio. And so sometimes people refer to that as listening to a book with a robotic synthetic speech or synthetic voice. And that is true. I mean, we claim that the Stream synthetic speech is not very robotic, but yes, it's not a human voice. Okay. The second type of books that are DAISY books are human recorded DAISY books. And the books available for download from the National Library Service, or NLS, are recorded by human narrators that, you know, will go into a recording studio and record all the tracks for each chapter. And then all those recording sessions are tied in together and structured with the DAISY standard so that you can jump, you know, chapter to chapter and then within a chapter, you can use the Stream keypad to move down to the second or the third paragraph. And okay, so that is the navigation that the DAISY structure allows. But in that case of a National Library Service book, the book is not read by the text-to-speech engine. It's really something. It's an audio track that was recorded in a recording studio. So back to your question, it means that your question was, is this Castilian or Latin American Spanish? If you actually go to our website and download the English/Spanish software version for your Stream, you will have a Castilian Spanish text-to-speech engine, as well as the English text-to-speech engine. That means if you eventually would download a Spanish book from Bookshare, I don't know if they're available, Mario, maybe you can say if they are, but so eventually if you'd find a DAISY book in Spanish, it would be read by this text-to-speech engine, which is reading with the Castilian Spanish accent. However, if you download a Spanish book from National Library Service, well, the accent will be determined by the narrator who read the book during the recording sessions.
Yeah, great points, Julian, and to answer that one portion, Bookshare does, and this was several months ago that I checked, but we had over 1,000 Spanish books, so I'm sure it's grown since then. We have a growing international collection. I know we've also added Hindi books, Bookshare is increasingly adding, more international titles.
Super, thank you. Thank you, Mario. Sandra asked if it is possible to have a copy of the slides so she can refer to them later. Of course, Sandra, you're bringing up a good point. I think we will make this presentation available on our website. And I will send everybody an email explaining you how to download the slides and also the recording for this live webinar today. The next question comes from Diane, who is asking, can NLS libraries sign up for Bookshare? That's a good one for you, Mario. I don't know.
is the question, can someone who subscribes to NLS sign up for Bookshare?
I think the question, rather, is can a National Library Service library sign up for Bookshare as an organization, maybe?
Yeah, let me answer both. Can a National Library Service library sign up with Bookshare? I'm probably not the best person to ask that, but we do have a publisher and organization liaison, and so please do contact us. I think my my information was provided. Did we put our emails at the beginning, Julian?
Your email address, you mean?
Yeah. If I have it, I'll just read it out now.
Okay. Well, please read it out loud just in case.
Yeah, let me do that. It might be easier. It's Mario O, M-A-R-I-O-O, at Benetech.org. And for questions like that, and I can direct you to the appropriate person. And in regards to members of the NLS service who are interested in joining Bookshare, you can absolutely do that. And actually, we cross-reference with both the NLS and RFBND. If you are a member of either of those, when you sign up for Bookshare, you actually don't need to submit a proof of disability. You can just provide your membership information for one of those services to get access to Bookshare and vice versa. If you use Bookshare, you can use our membership ID and use that to cross-reference with those other services and sign up more quickly.
Okay. Yes, Mario, we did put our email addresses on the second slide, which I just brought up to the screen. So Mario's email address, for those of you who want to take it down again, it's M-A-R-I-O-O at B as in Bob, E, N as in November, E-T-E-C-H.org. All right, next questions come from Judy, and Judy says, I have several students with low vision who would like to have books in print that are not in general domain and not in DAISY format. How can they read them visually on their computer or print them out in the format that they prefer?
Good question. Well, I can answer from the Bookshare portion, and then Julian, if you also want to jump in, if you have any suggestions from Humanware. So with Bookshare, what we demonstrate today is how to read books on the stream. With the Bookshare membership, you also get access to two pieces of software for free, and one's actually developed by Humanware. It's called the Victor Reader software that you can download and install onto a PC. And what that will allow you to do, and it's very good for low vision readers, is to listen to the text, but also see the text and enlarge it, the fonts, and you know, use different kinds of fonts and highlighting. So that will allow low vision students to read it on those screens. The other thing that you could potentially do is copy some of that text. There are some workarounds that you need to do. But you could copy the text and put it onto another document and print those out. But that's not currently a feature that we provide directly through our software, but there are some workarounds.
Thank you, Mario. That's a very good way to do that. Judy, I would like to bring your attention on a wonderful web page that we came up with recently that will provide several answers to your specific question. That web page is called mydreamclassroom.com. So it's M-Y-D-R-E-A-M and then classroom, all in one word. .com. If you go to that web page, which has been specially designed and put up together for people in the education sector, if you bring that web page, mydreamclassroom.com, you get to first choose one of the three dream classrooms that are proposed here. Depending on if you're working with elementary school or the students, high school students, or college students. Once you do that, the page opens up, and you will be offered to select one of three disabilities we're dealing with here at HumanWare, and one is blindness, one is low vision, and third one is learning disability. So I will select low vision, and when I do that, there's the page itself shows a classroom and it's a drawing, but when you select one disability like low vision, all of a sudden you see different content providers. Logos like Bookshare and RFP&D and Read How You Want. And also you see appearing several assistive technology devices, such as some that are used to convert printed book or print text into digital that can then be, you know, sent to a Victor Reader stream or a computer to be read with auditory support. One of those products is called the Intel Reader. It's a system where it's a device that encompasses OCR technology. OCR stands for optical character recognition. So literally what you do is you take that device and you take a picture of that page or that book that's printed. And this will actually convert the printed text into digital text. So it's just a matter of taking one picture per page. And then you can actually take the result, which is digital text, and read that either with a Victor Reader Stream that's very portable, or maybe on a computer equipped with a software that allows to read, which has, you know, a text-to-speech engine. Of course, if you do have further questions on that, I would invite you to communicate with customer service. But from the My Dream Classroom page, you can build a wish list and submit that to us, and so someone will call you back with specific answers to the products that you have checked out from the list. All right. There's another question here. It says, Daryl is asking, can Victor Reader software be downloaded to public library computers to facilitate reading by Bookshare members on computers at the library?
That's a good question. I don't know if I've received that before. It's probably something that I'll need to follow up on. So, again, you do have my email. Please do contact me directly, and I will direct you to the appropriate person.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mario. Caitlin here wrote, how can I more easily download NLS or Bookshare books onto my SD card? More easily download NLS or Bookshare books onto my SD card. I think, Caitlin, I think the easiest way to do that, unless you're a Mac computer user, would be to simply download the books to your desktop on your computer, and then connect your stream to the computer and start the HumanWare Companion software. So first you want to make sure that you install the Companion software on your computer, and then use it to easily find the books, the DAISY books, from your computer and send them to your stream SD card. If you would like, we can actually ask technical support to give you a complement of information on how to do that. But also the two demonstrations that I have done today are being recorded and will be made available to all of you from our website over the next day or so, and therefore you can review that. But of course, don't be shy and call us if you need further information or step-by-step instructions. Technical support will be very happy to assist you with that. Okay, I think that was the last question. I want to, you know, thank every participant. Oh, I think there's another question here. Oh, yeah. Someone's asking, does one have to update their Victor Reader stream ever? Judy, that is such a good question. Thanks for bringing that up. Yes, the Victor Reader stream software version that you're using determines the features and the performance of your device. You know, the very first software version of the stream were good, but it has come a long way, and since then we have offered 6 free software upgrades to our existing stream users. And each time we do that, we include small bug fixes, usability improvements, new features. Just as an example, you can now use a word search feature. If you download a book from Bookshare, you can actually use your Victor Reader Stream keypad to search for a specific word anywhere into the book. And you do that by entering, you know, letters like you would do on a cell phone, like, you know, key number 2 would be 2ABC. So you literally spell the few first letters of a word, and then the stream will find this word into the Bookshare book, as it is, you know, because it's an instant text format, and it allows that feature to be used. This was not available with the first or the second software version of the stream, and it's now available to all the users. So, you know, when I mentioned about the Stream Newswire, I really stress the importance for all of you who have a stream or have an interest in maybe eventually getting one to subscribe to the Stream Newswire, because every time we release a new software version, this is how we inform our current customers or actually anybody who's subscribed to the Stream Newswire. And this is how we explain, you know, where to get that software update and where to find instructions on how to download and install the new software version. Thank you so much. I think that was the last questions. We can stay on the line for a few more minutes. However, in the meantime, I would like to thank each one of you who have attended this webinar. The demonstration was originally set to 30 minutes, and although I respected that, it didn't leave much time to Mario, for Mario to talk about Bookshare, and we exceeded that 30 minutes a bit, so I want to personally apologize for that. But again, you know, I see the reactions and the several pertinent and great questions that you all brought up, and I want to thank you for your interest. And we want to, I guess, I want to stress the fact that there will be other assistive technology training sessions in the coming weeks. So please stay tuned. Go to the HumanWare website and the Bookshare website for more information on those. Mario, do you want to add a closing note here?
Just great job, Julian. And again, thank you all, and we'll see you at the next event.
All right. Thanks again for your help, Mario, and you all have a great day.
Take care.